So if you haven't yet watched the Michael Yon tour video, the tour of that camp, the San Vicente camp in Panama, you got to watch that video. It's a mind-blowing video tour through this UN-run camp, which is a mass migration staging area where people from all over the world, including China, Haiti, Venezuela, Europe, South America, you name it, the Middle East, where they come. They come to this camp, and then from that camp, they are transported to the United States. And there's a route that they're given. There are maps that are handed to them by the Red Cross. And the IOM, also known as the OIM, depending on whether it's English or Spanish, is run by the United Nations. It's a global migration organization that its logo features a shattered planet surrounding a family, indicating the use of families to fracture societies and nations across the planet. And that's exactly what they do. They use migration to disrupt nations, such as the United States, or to disrupt Western Europe, which is being destroyed through mass migration. And the United Nations runs these camps, and in this case also Homeland Security helps fund and run this camp operation. In fact, Mayorkas landed there in Black Hawk helicopters. I don't know what it was, a few weeks ago. Michael Yon was there. He was telling me about it. He had video footage of it. Mayorkas landed there and was touring the camp and announcing, or I should say overseeing, a major expansion of the camp. And so there, if you saw the video with Michael Yon, there's this massive lot next to the existing camp, and this lot has been cleared, and it's going to be the location of the massive expansion, because they plan to flood the United States of America with these migrants from all over the world, run through the Darien Gap, which is Panama, kind of southeastern Panama, and flood them into the United States. Now, what I found interesting about this video is that there are certainly nice Christian couples, families, people who might make perfectly good Americans. Just to be clear about this, I am not opposed to legal immigration, not in any way whatsoever. We need to attract high quality people to America, but we need to have discernment. And what concerns me, and what Michael Yon pointed out, is that moving through the Darien Gap there are all kinds of criminals and gang people from Venezuelan gangs and Colombian gangs and you name it. And all these people are being flooded into the United States, where they're deposited across U.S. cities, seemingly to actually cause more crime. And that seems to be the effort. And it goes right along with these local DAs that are releasing violent criminals from prison onto the streets of cities like San Francisco, which have become just absolute hell zones of murder and stabbings and violent crime. I mean, that Bill Lee, the Cash App CEO, I think he was, or high-level executive, he was stabbed to death. A famous cyclist, a competitive cyclist, was run over by a car in San Francisco. People are shot, stabbed, killed, robbed, mugged, raped, just every day in San Francisco. Why? It's all being done on purpose. And once you understand what's happening with the Darien Gap and how they are flooding criminals into the United States, you understand what's going on. This is an invasion, as Michael Yon says. It's an invasion of America. Well, the United States in particular. Because, of course, technically the Americas, refers to North America, Central America, and South America. But you know what I mean. In general usage, we say America, meaning the United States of America. At least that's the way we say it in America, right? But you get my point. They're moving criminals on purpose, but also some good people along with it. The problem is they're not sorting them out. So again, I support legal immigration of high quality people who have skills, who want to assimilate with America, who want to obey the law, who want to contribute to society. It's absolutely true. America is a nation of immigrants, and immigrants can be outstanding people and outstanding contributors to society. And, I'm married to an immigrant, okay? And her family escaped the communists in China, a couple generations ago. So I know what this means. Some of the brightest people I know, some of the most successful people I know are immigrants, one from the Middle East, in fact, one from Iraq, and other people from Iran, their families are from Iran. So look, we welcome immigrants as they are qualified and legal and wish to assimilate and contribute, but that's not what's happening for the most part. What we're seeing with the United Nations and this IOM or OIM and the Darien Gap is a mad rush of a criminal element, along with some innocent people fleeing tyranny, but a large component of criminal elements that are moving through that system into the United States and being deposited in cities across America. And it's all with the funding and help of the United States government under the Biden regime, which is supposed to obey the law and block illegal immigration and protect the borders and enforce the law. But let me tell you what's about to happen, folks. Biden is going to issue an executive order, I've been told, that will grant instant citizenship to all illegals in America before the 2024 election. And this is their game plan to try to steal the election from, it looks like, Trump again. They're going to have all these illegals voting. And so this is a mad rush, a flooding attempt to flood everybody into the system to prepare for this next election rigging. That's what's going on. They don't care if they're criminals. They don't care if they're legal or illegal or what. They don't care where they're from. They don't care if they collect welfare. They don't care about anything other than stuffing the ballot boxes in the next election and defeating Trump, because Trump will block the border. You know, Trump will do something to defend America. And of course, the Democrats can't have that. So that's why this is happening. The United Nations is working hand in hand to overthrow America and to keep the totalitarian regime in power. That's what this is. So watch my video with Michael Yon. I've got another one coming. He says he's going to take us into a far worse camp that is in far worse conditions and, I don't know, filthy and scary and whatever. I guess we're going to see that next. Michael Yon is always full of surprises. And he goes to the craziest places on the planet. And then he, you know, he phones it in with me on Brighteon, and I'm just, my jaw is on the floor almost every time I talk to this guy. But that's what's coming next. So stay tuned, Brighteon.com, naturalnews.com, and also support Michael Yon at his locals.com page, which is Michael Yon, Y-O-N, MichaelYon.locals.com. And thank you for watching and sharing. Take care. A global reset is coming. And that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.